You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
And today's SME is taking us into the logistics industry in South Africa. He has developed an app that solves for the challenges in the sector, both for consumers as well as businesses. It's called Dropper, and it is referred to by some as the Uber for Buckies. Here to tell us more is Katutelo Mafumadi, the founder of Dropper. Thanks so much for joining the show. Tell us more about Dropper and how it is that it came to be.
Evening, Fifi and the listeners. Dropper is just a way of simplifying transportation of courier goods and furniture. So let's just say, for example, you want to send a parcel from where you are to Cape Town or anywhere. You just simply download our app, or you want to move house. Or maybe just a simple thing, you're a business, you want to do distribution to your customers or move stuff between areas. Basically, just use our app or our website. But we also have other features for online stores whereby they can download our plugins and install them in their stores for seamless and quicker way to get their deliveries done.
And what are downloads looking like? I mean, you have been in business since 2016. How have you grown?
I think to date we've executed more than 50,000 deliveries. In terms of the downloads, I think we are running at around 20,000 customers. In terms of the business side, we are servicing the higher end, like your JC listed, your telecoms, your Vodacoms. We're also doing the middle tier and also the normal SME down the road, you know.
The logistics industry, it's quite an interesting space, and particularly more recently. I mean, if we just dial back to what we did see last July with the riots and the pictures of the trucks just, congested there in Durban, and the ongoing attacks, as it were, on the trucking and logistics industry with thefts becoming quite the norm. Is that a challenge for you? Have you experienced any of those activities hitting your business?
Oh, yes. I mean, those are the challenges in the industry as a whole. But I think in terms of theft, I think you need to keep it with insurances. And also, if they force things like strikes and stuff, it's true, we do maybe disappoint the delivery date to our customers, but there are always fallback plans that we always have to plan in order for us to provide an efficient service.
Mm. So you presently operate in quite a number of cities, five of the busiest cities in South Africa. So that's Johannesburg, Pretoria, Cape Town, PE and Durban. What is the future growth for Dropper look like? Are you planning to expand to other areas?
Yes, now we are already starting to set up shop in places like Polokwane, your Witbank, your Bloemfontein, your Rustenburg. We should be available before the end of the year. But also our courier service through our partner Skynet is available across the whole of South Africa.
Costs. I mean, probably you guys are dealing with this front on hand, because I mean the fuel price is skyrocketing, you'd know better than I, and fuel is a key element to the transportation of these goods. What has costs meant for your business and also for the affordability of your clients to continue using your app?
I think, truth be told, I mean, with their petrol prices have increased by more than 50%, and in our industry, petrol alone contributes to 60% of the cost. And the margins are like maybe 10%. We have tried our best to keep our price being the same since June last year. But we are, in order for our pool of drivers to be able to make ends meet, are in a process of adjusting our prices, but at the same time, keeping our customers happy. So, yes, the cost will increase due to the current global impact, but not as quick or as high as the petrol price traction.
And competition? How's competition in your industry?
I think the competition, where we stand, remember, we are just a layer whereby we have cut a lot of bureaucracy. We're not the traditional logistics company, of which you have to go through a lot of vetting and all of those paperwork to get the services. So in where we are probably the industry leader, or the only player, as I would say, of our services. So most of the competitors are just, we'll call them small boys.
Shade. Katsutelo, thanks so much for your time. Really interesting business you have got going on. Yeah, thanks so much for joining the Market Update. It's Mr. Mafumadi there, who is the founder of Dropper, the big boys.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.